So we may not understand everything that happened there at the well, because we may not understand the context of the story. So as he was going from Galilee to Jerusalem, he could either go around that area called Samaria, or he could take the shortcut through Samaria. Now, to take the shortcut through Samaria meant that he went through an area where Jews considered the people unclean because they worshiped on a different mountain than Jerusalem. Some of them may have had Jewish heritage, but they were mostly locals of the community that had intermarried. So they had tainted the Jewish bloodline. So they were not considered clean. So Samaritans in many ways were considered a different race, and Jews did not mingle with those who were of a different race, let alone drink water from their well. So we have a woman who is a Samaritan, and men and women didn't normally have interchanges without witnesses. So here is a man, a Jew, on the edge of a well, asking a Samaritan, who is also a woman, for a drink of water. So not only has he crossed racial lines, he's also now crossed those gender lines, crossed those lines of what is appropriate conduct between single men and women. But then as the conversation continues, we find out this woman is a sinner. She not only has had multiple husbands, but she's living out of the marriage bonds with a man. So Jesus has now sat at a well and asked a person for a drink of water. No glasses there. He'd asked a Samaritan, a woman, a sinner, for water. And then he turns and offers her living water. But I think for me, the line that just kept coming back at me was, he knew everything about me. This man that she meets at the well knew everything about her life. And yet, in the midst of that conversation, offers her salvation, offers her the living water, testifies to her, gives witness to her that he is the Messiah. Jesus does this across racial lines, across gender lines, and with a sinner. So I had to think about that just for a little bit, because I had to think about that moment when I realized that Jesus knew everything about me. And then the thought came into my heart and head was, when I walk into a room and people go, shh, preacher's here. Can't do that in front of the preacher. Jesus knew everything about me. It doesn't matter who you do it in front of. Jesus knows everything about you, about your thoughts, about your heart, and about your actions. He knows when you're withholding love from him and love from neighbor, and he knows when you are giving it unconditionally. He knows everything about you. And even knowing everything about you and knowing everything about me, Jesus then offers us that gift of salvation. Now remember, the woman, we never hear her say yes to him, do we? We never hear her surrender. In fact, when she goes back to Sychar, she says, do you think he might be the Messiah? So she's still not certain. And yet her uncertain witness to that man that's out there at the well brings the whole community out to meet him. So that he ends up spending 2 days in that community offering healing and reconciliation and love. Now, if you wonder, well, why is that amazing? Well, that woman was there at the well when? Midday. How many of you have been in the desert at midday? It's not the place you'd want to be at midday. Most women took their water jugs to the well either at the beginning of the day when it was nice and cool or at the very end of the day when the sun had set. And they would gather around that well because there'd be a group of them. And they'd be talking and sharing things like, do you know who had a baby? And did you hear who got engaged? And did you see that crop that was growing? And did you see what that woman was doing? All of that would be happening at the well, except she wasn't there because she was the one who was doing that stuff that they were gossiping about. She was the sinner, not allowed to be with those at the well. And she knew her place. She waited until the well was deserted, midday when it was hot. So this woman, who was shunned by her own peers, her own gender, but shunned by her community, except maybe the males who wanted to be the next person in her home, went back to that city and proclaimed Christ. She went back and spoke to the people who wouldn't even speak to her. She went back with a testimony and a bravery and a courage of, he knew everything about me. Do you think he might be the Messiah? And they listened to her. They listened to her so that they went too to go and see. And that's that wonderful space where it says, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe. For we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this truly is the Savior of the world. So when you wonder, are you worthy of Jesus? Jesus eats with sinners. Jesus asks sinners for a glass of water. Jesus offers sinners reconciliation. You don't have to worry if you are worthy of that gift. If you think you are worthy, maybe you need to think again. Maybe your heart's not in the wrong place, or is in the wrong place. But the other piece of that is, how many of you don't testify to what Christ has done in your lives because you're afraid you'll say it wrong? Or you're afraid you might be rejected. Or you're afraid they'll laugh at you because you're a teenager and you're talking about Jesus. Or you're someone that they've known in all your life, like, oh yeah, there goes Leo. And he's going to tell me about Jesus. I could pick on him because he's my husband. But it's the people who knew you before, and you're going to testify to who you are now, and you're afraid they may not listen. This was a woman completely isolated from her community who transformed a whole community because she was brave enough or excited enough that she had to go share that the Messiah's out at our well. The Messiah's out at our well. And he's offering us living water. He's offering us eternal life. He's offering us salvation. Or are we like the disciples, kind of lost to what was going on in the midst of the whole thing? Worried that someone, Jesus was talking to strangers, and that Jesus was getting food from someone where they did not know where it came from. Are we the clueless disciples? Or are we the woman at the well, ready to proclaim the good news of salvation? Because Jesus knows everything that we do.